So in 2017, I wrote a blog post that I had actually been putting off for a while. And it said that that we should be aware that there was the danger that Twitter could be acquired by a Republican. And that its market cap at the time was quite low. It was like less than $10 billion. Actually, I think it was considerably less, like more like four. I'll look it up. Anyway, and so I passed the idea around. I posted it publicly, actually. Got no response that way. Passed around some people that I knew who were in venture capital or investment banking. And the response back was like a pat on the head. And it said, well, you know, look at the balance sheet and you'll see that the PE ratio of Twitter, you know, the market capitalization, how much Twitter is worth versus how much money it makes, that's what the PE ratio is, shows that it's completely out of whack. It's totally not worth buying. It doesn't make money. And I thought, my God, these people are missing the point. I mean, what are they, asleep? I mean, it's in the post, basically. In 2017, this was early 2017, like, I think it was actually prior to the inauguration. Again, have to look it up. But it had just bought the U.S. presidency. That's how Trump got elected. He used Twitter. Twitter was the way around the control that journalism had. You know, journalism condemned him. The incumbent Republicans condemned him. He kept doing things that got him basically, you know, you go back to the time when he said he didn't like John McCain because he was a, you know, prisoner of war. Well, that would have eliminated any other candidate. I mean, Mitt Romney almost got eliminated by saying binders of women, for saying binders of women. I mean, it wasn't meant in any kind of a mean way. It just was an awkward phrase. Howard Dean got eliminated just because he got recorded in a weird way, making a scream that sounded weird. But it wasn't weird, actually. They took a microphone that was right next to him, and he was screaming for the benefit of an audience that was going out of its mind with loudness. And they got rid of him that way. I mean, you know, but here's Trump saying that a war hero who served as a prisoner of war suffered greatly for the United States and then overcame all of his injuries. And, you know, he was severely injured in that war. And crippled even by the war, and overcame all that, became a U.S. senator, had run for president of the United States, was a Republican nominee. I mean, this is a guy who made, you know, he's kind of like a hero, right? And he basically, Trump, who was a draft evader, he couldn't get much better than that, right? But he just kept going. And why did he keep going? Well, the journalist said, for sure, this is his end. And that's how journalism does, you know? They say it's over, it's over. But it didn't work for Trump because Trump had his way. We called this sources go direct. That was the concept. And journalism, you know, didn't listen to that either. I mean, it's what we were saying back in the days of the blogosphere that this is what blogging was about. It was your sources are now going directly to the readers. That means you don't control them anymore. And here, you've never seen a more pure demo of that. Trump should have been removed 18 times before Election Day, and he wasn't. And there you have it. And, okay, so what's the true value of a company that can do that? Well, I don't know. The U.S. government budget is $6.8 trillion, according to Google. So that's kind of a beginning point of the market cap, the power, the money generating power of Twitter, right there, $6.8 trillion. You can't get all of it, but you can get a big chunk of it, especially if you're a vendor like Elon Musk, who sells a significant amount of his product goes to the U.S. government. And if he's in control of the U.S. government, my God, no. He's playing the big game now. And we should have seen this. We did see this coming. And we should start thinking more like this, more creatively. Look around for value that's just sitting there waiting to be bought for pennies on the dollar. And that's what Twitter was in 2017. Twitter was an incredibly valuable property. So, I don't know. I think that's really all I had to say. watch Musk now. I mean, he may be the difference that gets Donald Trump elected. He's a very good promoter. I heard on a political podcast on Friday, Joe Trippi's podcast, which is a wonderful show. It's really, Joe is very straight shooter, very even keeled. He doesn't get upset. He doesn't ask pondering questions. He tells you what he knows. And when he doesn't know something, he says, I don't know. which is kind of what you look for in a commentator, right? I mean, it's very rare, but there it is. And he had a guest who was also, he was working in Pennsylvania to get Harris elected. And he was saying, Musk spending a lot of money, but Musk doesn't know anything about politics. He doesn't know how to do this. And I'm familiar with that line of reasoning, and I do it myself. I mean, if somebody were to launch a social network today and did not take into account all that's out there and what is the competition is like in social networking now, it's remarkably different from where it was a couple of years ago, I would say the same thing. Why? Because I'm immersed in the realities of the system. And Elon Musk approaches it quite differently. He's not immersed in the realities of the political system. And that may make him very wasteful of money in some ways, but that's something he can afford to do. Money doesn't have a tremendous amount of value to him because he's got tons of it. What he doesn't have is what he wants, is political power. And he's amassing it. He's building it, And it's like I own a Tesla, and it's a car that's built with very different sensibilities than any other car I've ever owned. I mean, frankly, every other car I've ever owned did a really shitty job of integrating computer technology in the car in a million different ways. I mean, like the one I had before this one, a Subaru Forester. Pretty good car. I thought it was great when I first got it, but then I got Tesla Model Y, and it made the Subaru look like a piece of shit, okay? I'm being straight with you. I mean, the Subaru has a really nice interior. It's very comfortable. It's very good for a person like me. I'm very tall, and an awful lot of that is in the torso, and that means I need a car that's pretty high in order to have my head not be jammed up against the ceiling, And the Subaru fit the bill. There aren't many cars that do, but Subaru was great, and I loved it for that reason. In and out, easy, very easy for me, and driving very, not causing severe neck pain, But the thing about Subaru was it had 8 different computer systems in there, and they didn't communicate with each other. And so where do you find the command that does the thing that you need to do right now? It's anybody's guess. I mean, and plus they have an app ecosystem, and you end up doing, in the case of maps and music and I don't know what else, maps and music basically. Those are like your two big apps for car driving, at least in my experience. Maybe, I don't know, maybe other people have different experiences. But, you'd have to use 2 different apps for that. The Tesla, it's very nicely, I mean, it's a computer, it's like what Google would make, or what Amazon would make. I mean, I'm not saying it's remarkable from that standpoint. What's remarkable is there is that sensibility in a frickin' car. The car is basically a different kind of computer. The whole thing is one computer. That's the nice thing. I mean, it is a breakthrough. I was going to say it's not a breakthrough, but it is absolutely qualifies as a breakthrough in that way and quite a few others. So, for example, I basically destroyed the right mirror in my car. I don't have many accidents. I haven't had, never had an accident really up until now. I've dented fenders and shit like that. I once broke the back window of a car when I backed into, and I forget how. It was in a garage. I hit something that was low height and didn't account for something or whatever. And it broke the rear window, just shattered glass everywhere. I had it replaced, you know. I don't have accidents, but this time I destroyed, actually, is too strong a word. I was able to put it back together with tape, but that's not the way I want to drive. So I want to get it repaired. And guess what? Guess how you do that? First of all, they come to you to repair the frickin' piece. How about that? I mean, you know, for some things, yeah, I'm sure you have to bring it into the shop. But it's facilitated by the fact that the car doesn't have an engine. Doesn't have all the things that cars have, so it's far fewer things to be repaired. As we know, that's good design. I mean, or it's just a good concept. That's beyond design. That's in the conceptualization of the product. It's, you know. But what you do is you go to the app and you go to a place, say, get service, and it says, take a picture of the thing that's broken. You take a picture, it goes up there, and then they respond back. Maybe they ask you to take another picture or whatever. Now they have a tremendous amount of information about the problem. How many decades away is that in a Subaru? It's never going to happen. Not at the rate. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they've made, in the 2 years since I've owned a Subaru, maybe they've made all kinds of leap forwards, and I doubt it. Those kinds of things are very, it's a cultural transformation. So what has he done? He's taken top executives or top performers at each of his companies, and they're all in Pennsylvania with him. And they're presumably running around trying to figure out what kind of systems can we put together that have never been put together before for this process and take advantage of the fact that these people don't love computers the way we do. And I'll tell you, I have been knocking on the door of the Democratic Party over and over again saying, let's fucking do this. Let's get in front of this. Let's do it first. You know, going back to the Obama campaign, where they did a really good job of organizing, and then they did not bring that organization across into running the government. What a huge, you know, Elon Musk would in a million years wouldn't make that mistake. I mean, you realize you're building up value there and you just throw it away? Why? Don't you think that would help you govern? I mean, these are the questions. I'm not saying that in hindsight. I said it when it was happening. Where is the brains in this thing? Now, Harris is better, leaps and bounds better than any campaign. But for crying out loud, it's 2024. She should be. If she weren't, it would be even more tragic than it was. But Hillary Clinton was running a campaign that would have been appropriate in the 1990s. And she was competing against the guy that was using pretty current technology. He was not the smartest person in the world. Maybe he just tripped over Twitter by luck. Probably. But doesn't matter. It counted and he won. I really worry that our friend Elon Musk is doing exactly that right now. He, like I said, he can afford to be super inefficient with money. The current money people running these campaigns are very good at being efficient with money in the size and shape of the money that they have been dealing with for the last X years. They're probably the best in the business. The problem is that it's quite possible at this exact moment that business is being redefined. And it scares the shit out of me. And it should scare the shit out of you too. And it may not be too late to do something about it, but somebody should be watching what he's doing really, really, really carefully from a systems standpoint, not from a being skeptical standpoint or a ridiculing standpoint, or look to see what an idiot this guy is, because this guy's not an idiot. I beg you, please do not fall into that belief. If you think he's an idiot, ask yourself this question. How smart do you have to be to become president of the United States? They say we were wrong in saying Trump was an idiot. Trump's not an idiot. Trump's actually, in by some measure, one of the smartest people in the world. I mean, probably is one of the smartest people in the world. Not forget the some measure. Why? Because, and I've said this many times before, and it really hurts me to say this about him, but when people were saying that George W. Bush was stupid, I said, no, George W. Bush can't possibly be stupid. because you don't get into that position of the world if you are. Yes, he's the son of a president. He grew up on third base and thought he was a slugger. You know, that I forget. That was a, what was her name? Shit, she was so good. That'll come to me later. She gave the speech, keynote speech at a Democratic convention, and it must have been when Bush 1 was running, and she made a joke about Richards. That's her name. Governor, former governor of Texas. A real classic, class act. It was like, I'll find the clip. I will find the clip for you. She made that joke about Bush. He thinks he hit a home run, but he was just born on third base. I said it backwards. Something. I'll get it. It's the kind of joke that makes you cry because it's just so, it's so smart and it's so perfectly delivered and so appropriate and it's clean. And even the target of the joke probably has to laugh. I mean, you could say something about the first Bush, even the second Bush. It's hard to say this, but he was a good guy, basically. He did some shitty stuff, but whew. Anyway, I think he ran against Dukakis. That's who he beat. If Trump wins, it's going to be because of Musk. Let me put my stake in the ground. We're going to look back on this one, and we're going to say, how come nobody told us to go look? And I'm telling you right now, go look. Stop thinking you got this one in the bag. Nobody should think that, but stop thinking you understand this game. You don't. You need to be creative right now. So, and I'm not at all giving up. There are smart people in there, and I don't doubt that for a second. Really smart people. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Bye.